يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
O people, eat of the lawful and pure things in the earth and follow not in the footsteps of Satan. For surely, he is your open enemy.
إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون.
He only commands you to do evil and commit acts of indecency and to ascribe to Allah the things concerning which you have no knowledge, that He really is their source.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
And when they are told, follow what Allah has revealed, they say, no, we shall follow what we found our forefathers adhering to. What? Even if their forefathers were devoid of understanding and right guidance?
ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون.
Those who have refused to follow the way of Allah resemble cattle. When the shepherd calls them, they hear nothing except shouting and crying. They are deaf, dumb, and blind, and so they understand nothing.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkurulillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun.
Believers, eat of the pure things wherewith we have provided you for sustenance, and give thanks to Allah if it is Him that you serve.
إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
He has made unlawful to you only carrion and blood and the flesh of swine, and that over which there has been pronounced the name of anyone other than Allah. But he who is constrained to eat of them, and he neither covets them nor exceeds the indispensable limit, incurs no sin. Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate, all-compassionate. This verse grants permission to use prohibited things on three conditions. First, that one must be in a state of extreme compulsion. For example, one is gravely ill or so hungry and thirsty that one's very life is in danger, and a prohibited thing is all that is available to save one's life. Second, the person who consumes a prohibited thing in such a dire state of compulsion should have no inclination to violate the law of God. Third, in consuming the prohibited thing, one should not exceed the limit of bare necessity. If a few bites or a few drops are enough to save one's life, one ought not to go beyond this absolute minimum.
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزل الله من الكتاب ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا أولئك أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار ولا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم.
Those who conceal anything of the book revealed by Allah and sell it away for a trifling gain are merely filling their bellies with fire. Allah will neither address them on the day of resurrection, nor shall He pronounce them pure. A painful chastisement lies in store for them.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى والعذاب بالمغفرة فما أصبرهم على النار.
They are the ones who brought error in exchange for true guidance and chastisement in exchange for forgiveness. How patient they are in enduring the fire.
ذلك بأن الله نزل الكتاب بالحق وإن الذين اختلفوا في الكتاب لفي شقاق بعيد.
This is so because Allah revealed the book with the truth. But those who disagreed concerning the book veered far away from the truth.